all the women that scream from a cause unknown. Just because you seem to be satisfied, that's no cause for you to forget who is the cause of our brothers and sisters to be exploited. Many of our brothers and sisters have chosen to die for a cause. Not because, but just because. People like Harriet Tubman, a sister that would never be forgotten. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and even Latrice Lumumba. They all died for a cause because they knew what was the cause. Listen, my brothers and sisters. It is glorious to die for a cause. And not because. What was the cause of the napalm bomb? What was the cause of the Watts riot in 1965? What was the cause of the Wilmington 10? What was the cause of your cause? I say once again, it is glorious to die for a cause and not because. You better find a cause to die for soon. Because if you don't, you sure in the hell gonna die anyway. And I don't want to be the cause to die for your cause because you don't believe that there is a cause to die for. So remember, die for a cause. And not because.
Remember, a person is not fit to live, not unless she has a cause to die for. And that cause just happened to be freedom. I mean freedom. I said, remember, all of you, remember.
As all of you know, Ellsberg worked for the Rand Corporation during the Vietnam War, preparing reports and studies for the Johnson administration that served to justify the United States involvement. He did this until he reached a point where his conscience would no longer permit him to prepare reports that were misused by the United States government to deceive the people. Mike Proch will portray Ellsberg just after he reached his conscience level.
How could I ever do this thing that I'm being asked? What false figures and doctored statistics must I feed this computer so that it will give the generals the excuse they need to carry on a war that not only can't be won, but should not be won? What is the morality of trying to destroy a brave people, the Vietnamese, whose belief in their cause is so strong that they fight back harder with firmer resolve each time that their land and their babies are blown up by America's bombs. Beautiful land. Precious babies. I've seen them. Human beings so proud, so bold, and yet we call them gooks because it's so much easier to drop napalm on gooks than it is on human beings. What kind of vicious inhumanity is this? What kind of sick and depraved minds would look at persons as if they were things? This is racism, like the world has never known before. And you want me to tell you that this war can be won? It's already lost. It was lost long before it was started. It was lost, America, when you told that poor young black man whom you wouldn't provide a job for that you would pay him to fight. You gave him no choice. And then you lied to him. You told him that he was going to fight for someone's freedom when he did not have his own. And now he's dead. You killed him, America. And you don't even care. Damn you, America. And God damn your abominable system, your war, and your men who created it. Damn you, Secretary McNamara and Secretary Rust, for lying to the people to hide the death and destruction you caused. It was you, Secretary Rust, who killed the debates on BBC television on the Kennedy assassination because you knew Mark Lane had the goods and would reveal the truth of the conspiracy. God damn you, General Westmoreland and General Taylor, for the premeditated murder of innocent Vietnamese babies whose blood drips from your hands. And God damn you, President Johnson, you who could have stopped it all when you knew it wasn't right, but kept it going all because you wanted to perpetuate your immoral and corrupt power. And you want me to feed your statistics into this computer? I'll feed it all right, but I'll feed it with the truth. And I'll take the truth that comes out, the truth that reveals America is committing one of the greatest atrocities in the history of mankind. I'll take that truth and expose it to the world.
I'd like to ask a question. Who really cares? To save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time. There'll come a time. When the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow.
Bells won't be ringing.
And the bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world
that is destined,
that is destined
to die,
to die.
When I look around,
when
I look
at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today,
children today,
are really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh, what a shame.
Such a bad way to live.
Such a bad way to live.
Who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop living
when we can't
stop living.
Live,
live,
for life. Live for the life. But let live everybody. But let live everybody. Live life for the children. Live for the children. Let's save all the children. Save our babies. Save the babies. Save our babies. Save the babies.
Are you still satisfied with your house? Or do you see the need for a change? We should all be willing to join in the struggle to build a house where all people can live in peace, where no one goes to bed hungry, where no one has more than another, and where freedom is no longer a promise nor a dream, but a reality. You need only to look what's happening in the third world countries today to know why I believe that this is the beginning of just such a house. In order to finish building a house like this, people everywhere, the oppressed and those who love liberty, must join hands, for a house divided cannot stand, but a people united can never be defeated. Let us not be doomed to repeat our past.
Action by night and by day. Remember that sound we remembered from listening to the Battle of Algiers over and over again? See if you can give it right now.
In the fall of the year in 1981, everything will have changed. You will see, you will see, you will see. You will stand in line with your passport to sign, and the government says no to your kind. You will walk down the streets, and your friends you won't meet. All your friends, they are gone to Santa Rita. America was not what you thought
have seen, you have seen all her life. Your families have died for America and its lies. All your life, you have been deprived. Yes, in the fall of the year, in 1980. Weeping
about the fact they couldn't eat anything, couldn't feed themselves. I remember one black woman sitting in the wheelchair that she hadn't got proper care, and she'd lost the leg, and her grandchild was nearly starved to death when she got home because there was no one to take care of it. But he has a lot of things to do, and he's been helping us enormously. In fact, he gave me hope that I think you can thank him one day, because physically, the fact that no one seemed to care about this community was getting to me pretty, pretty strongly. In the last few days, with the exception of this little thing, even today, I held up very well when we thought one of our lads were lost. So we owe him a big hand before we sing anything. We owe him a big hand.
Thank you. I'm leaving very early tomorrow morning, and I'm going to have a press conference in Georgetown with all of the news media from here and from other countries that will be there to talk about Jonestown, and then back to the United States, where I'll be doing everything that I can to focus a great deal of attention in America upon Jonestown, and a lot of attention upon those who have tried to destroy Jonestown, because we'll be going to every relevant court that we have to, and we'll find out in the very near future what forces within the intelligence organizations of the United States are the enemies of the people of Jonestown, and when we do, they will be in court, and they will be the defendants, and we will be on the offensive again.
A great social savior shall live through the ages, a dream of a people, their fortress secure. Long live the soldiers of the land. It was built by the people's mighty hand. Long live the people, united and free. Long live this social
dream. Give your neighbor a good night kiss. Thank you so much.